Marit, obviously an exciting time. Just how special is this new G-Fast? What can it do that current stuff can't do?
It's a really exciting time for us in BT Northern Ireland at the minute with G-Fast. It gives customers speeds of up to 300 megabits per second on their broadband, more than 10 times the UK national average. And it's a very exciting time for Antrim as they're one of the first areas in the UK to be able to avail of this service.
I understand it's more the Antrim town end of things rather than Ballymena or Ballymoney.
Yes, that's correct. It's Antrim town and areas around Antrim town, so things like Junction 1, close to the train station, heading out towards the airport. So it's a mixture of business and residential areas. So we'll be going out to over 4,000 customers.
Has this pilot rollout reached capacity, or can people still get chosen to check this out?
The way it's going to work is that we will build out the network first to pass the 4,000 homes, and then customers will be able to go on and order the service from their service provider of choice. At the minute, we have just started the build as of yesterday, so you'll see engineers in the area for the next couple of months, and then customers will be able to order it from the middle of the summer.
And I believe it's not terribly disruptive because it builds on existing wiring.
That's exactly right. We are reusing the network that we have there, so we won't have to dig up roads and put in new pipes and cables. So it isn't disruptive for people in the area, and it allows us to complete the build much quicker.
Economic benefits down the line. Just sketch out maybe how homes and businesses could benefit exponentially if they adopt G-Fast, Marit.
The really great thing for customers is that they'll be able to support multiple devices in the home, so you can have people working from home running their business, you can have school children able to be online to do their homework, and you can also watch HD TV at the same time. So it really offers great benefits to the family as a whole and also to businesses in the area.
Is it going to cost more? Can you number crunch a little bit?
From our perspective in Northern Ireland, we have over 28 different service providers that will be able to offer G-Fast to customers. So each one of those service providers will have their own package and offering depending on the speed needs of the customers and the data usage they will have. From our perspective, doing the network build, it is much more cost effective because we don't have to put in new network. We're able to reuse what's there. So that should be passed on to the customers as well.
When will the first of these 4,000 Antrim customers actually be able to click on G-Fast? Give us an indication of a number of weeks ahead or months ahead it will be.
It should be available June, July time in the area, so the build work has started already. But I advise any customers that are interested to log on to www.nibroadband.com, and they will be able to see when it's available in their area and the speeds that they're able to get.
You're going to promise it to about 200,000 Northern Ireland homes by 2020, but there's going to be a long wait for the rest of us, isn't there?
I think it'll be an iterative programme, so we won't just stop at Antrim. We will move on to the next area after that. And we've also been doing quite a bit of build work throughout the year, so we've already passed 10,000 homes with fibre to the premise in the last couple of months in Limavady, Newtownards, Bangor and Belfast. And that 200,000 homes by 2020 is quite an ambitious plan as well. So hopefully customers will see the higher speeds becoming available quite soon.